Okay, it's step number 15, and this may be the most important lesson I give you. It's halfway through your 30 days, and so I really want you to get this. So let's do a quick recap, okay? I've talked to you in step one about intuition, energy, and heaven. Then in step two, we talked about the ways in which we communicate with spirit, which are the eight clairs. Then I went through all of the clairs with you and told you that when you're working with spirit, you need to meditate on each one of them and open them all up so they're bright and clear. The next thing you need to get is get grounded and why you know why grounding is so important. Then we know how to slow down and hear spirit through meditation to help you understand by slowing down so that you can know the difference between your own thoughts and spirit's message thoughts. Next thing we talked about is setting times to talk to spirit and making sure that it's at the same time every day. Then we talked about sacred space and why we need that. So, not talking to spirit in our bedroom, exactly what we're doing is creating a sacred space that we can go to. The next rule was rules with spirit. What are the rules and why do they need to obey them? Well, it is step number 15. And in this step, I want to talk to you about the placement of spirit. Now, I've also told you in one of the lessons how to do a calling in prayer. So, how you would go to your sacred space, you would smudge, then you would say your calling in prayer. Now, let's say in your mind's eye, you feel like a spirit shows up. I would never do a reading without a pad and a pen or a pencil in front of me. The first thing I do when I feel spirit is I draw a stick man right in front of me, a little stick man, head, body, two arms, two legs. I, in my mind's eye, so again, it's going to feel like you're making this up, I use through my imagination and my connection with spirit for spirit to tell me who they are. I get them to show me in connection to the person that I'm reading, which is the stick man, where they are. So let's say I have a client in front of me, I draw a stick man, and I say to the spirit, "Where are you?" Oh, it looks to me like that spirit is right above my client's left shoulder. Oh, I know you're the mom because, or sorry, you're the dad because that's the dad side of the family for me when you're coming in on the left side. The mom side of the family comes in on the right side. A husband or a spouse, I'll feel the energy of them standing behind their loved one who's crossed over. A child, I'll always see climbing up on their lap, and a pet, I always see down at their feet. So the placement of spirit is so important because this is what's going to help you figure out who that loved one is that's coming in around your loved one. So, child on the lap, animal at the feet, and even if it's an animal like a horse, I'll still see that animal's head down at their feet. That's how they're telling me that they're an animal. This is so important. The placement of spirit is going to help you nail it every time. But you got to go back to the rule thing because you have to make a rule that if a spirit gives you something, you will use it. So if I say or giving messages to a client, and the spirit shows me they're coming in on the right. I'm like, okay, it's your mom's cross. And I give them that message. And then all of a sudden, the spirit moves over to the left and it's their dad. I don't play that game with spirit. If you're not where you're supposed to be, I will say out loud, I just need this spirit to go over and stand in the position that they're meant to be in before I'm willing to give any of these messages. Trust me, spirit moves quick because they've only got so much energy and you've only got so much energy. So taking care of yourself is really important, but also taking care of your client and making sure that you have and you know the exact person and loved one that comes in. You don't want to monkey around. You don't want to have to be trying to pull your thread and figure it out. Hey, this is the stick man. This is the method. Now, once you get going, you're not going to need the stick man anymore because you're going to be able to visualize. I just find it's a really good tool to help me understand where spirit around them. Here's your homework for today. Go out and sit in the mall or sit somewhere where it's busy with people, whether it's work or wherever you go. And when you look at someone, see the spirits coming in around them. Are they on the left? Is that the father's side? Are they on the right? Is that the mother's side? And figure out what your guides use for you. Listen, I know my placement of spirit, but everyone else is going to be a little bit different. So trust your intuition and go for it. Talk to you in step 16.